The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Once upon a time, long ago, maybe not so long ago, in a land of progress attempted to destroy, where many people have lost hope and the enemy reigned with cruelty and evil. This land where once the people were proud and free, now they cower in fear and servility. From this desert of destruction and despair, once more to the fall of his nation's hour of need, to the enemy's terror and to his people's elation, came the warlord.
Be kind of incendiary tonight to some folks, but that's the point of the show. And look, you know, I talk about ripple effects a lot, and it's the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, here with you for the next 3 hours. I talk about ripple effects a lot, and I'm going to open the phones tonight, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. I usually don't do this right off the flip, but I know everybody's feeling a lot of different ways about the psychological warfare operations being ran on us, and they're in all kinds of directions right now. And, you know, the thing with the NFL, of course, is the big thing on everybody's it's stuck in everybody's craw right now, whether you're black, you're white, especially blacks and whites. And, you know, the history in this country and now with our descent into basically communist totalitarianism, a lot of people that are white find it unfortunate that so many blacks have been sucked into the communist ideological side of the house, and unable to see the big picture as a lot of people would see it. And there's a lot that are, and I'm going to read articles from various black authors tonight, kind of conservative ones. I was digging around on some of the WorldNet Daily commentators, you know, Eric Rush and Larry Elder, Walter Williams, Thomas Sowell, Michael Massey, Mason Weaver, a bunch of these guys. And, you know, and you flip around over there to Sotomayor and David Carroll and some of these other guys that, you know, I kind of pop in and out of just to see what they're saying, and it's all over the map. This media, especially ESPN, has gone full blown communist, and they're in the tank ratings wise. And there's this thought out here that basically now, and I've been seeing this on various platforms, that they're going for broke now for total domination, and the profit motive as far as these companies now. The folks that own them have so much money that they're willing to take the hit monetarily to keep the regressive march to the far left going in the country, the racial divide, and so forth. And look, another thing that the people on the boob tube never want to address, they always want to talk about white supremacy, but they never, ever want to talk about all the black supremacist cults that are in our midst. Minister Farrakhan, this guy can fill stadiums, and these guys believe that the white race was created by an evil black scientist named Yakub, Y-A-K-U-B. And so their theology, you know, Farrakhan's been up in the whirlwind, the UFO, the whole nine yards, the relationship now with Scientology and the Nation of Islam, all of these 5%er cults, the House of Consciousness, the Hoteps. Now, they're a mixed bag. A lot of them are actually conservative. But there's all these various, in the underbelly of our society, in the hood, let's say, there's all kinds of black supremacist thought, philosophy, and cult, activity that none of the people on ESPN ever want to talk about. The Morris Science Temple, you'll see NFL players named something with a hyphenated last name, either Bay or L, B-E-Y, or L, Johnson Bay, Johnson L, Williams Bay, Williams L. If you see somebody with a Bay or a L at the end of their name, they're caught up in a cult, the Morris Science Temple of America, which is huge in the prison and industrial complex. And it's an offshoot of basically Islamic kind of 1930s Nation of Islam type, activity that was big in the United States in the black community. And so, this is all one-sided. LeBron James whining about Charlottesville, et cetera, et cetera. And these people having like zero sophistication as far as detecting deep state operations and counterintelligence and so forth and so on. So these kind of simpletons with millions of dollars because they're good at sports, they're not very good with intellectual, let's say, being able to sift through and be able to see a psyop or an operation of some sort and realizing things. And these guys got big platforms to talk on. So the big dust up with Trump and the NFL. And I've got some clips I'm going to play that dig into this thing with the concussions, okay? Mr. Producer, have clip 15 ready. This one's interesting because, see, we just saw all over the Drudge Report and everywhere else that Aaron Hernandez, who hung himself in his cell, allegedly played for the Patriots, had this massive, basically, brain injuries from playing football. And so his family suing the NFL, he did allegedly did some murder, murder activity and so forth and so on. And so something's happening here under the surface. So we've got to connect this brain injury stuff with kind of like the NFL psyops. Let's hit clip 15 real quick.
Hey guys, really quick. If you don't know who this guy is, Benin Omalu, Nigerian physician. This is a guy who created CTE, all right, with NFL and everything like that. Should be child endangerment, sending your kids a football. No child under 18 should be allowed to play. As you remember, it's all about under 18, okay? Reverse of that is what? What's the mirror reflection of 18? 81. So now, just like that, the same guy, child endangerment for football, concussion doctor Omalu calls youth football child abuse. Again, I even mentioned it
around August that, you know, they're trying to push this onto schools. If your kids are playing under 18, should be a form of child endangerment and child abuse. All right, it's coming from this doctor. Now, just like that, 2 days ago on Thursday going into Friday, he comes out, and now they have an examination and everything from Aaron Hernandez, who hung himself in prison. And what number is he? That's right, number 81, a mirror reflection of 18. So, yeah, as he had advanced stages of CTE. It all comes out. The whole thing just breaks up. And it made him susceptible and everything like that to violence and suicide. You can see it's all over the place. Brain had atrophied and had holes in it, researchers. See, now all of a sudden it came out. They already had the lawsuits ready to go for this shit. Now you got Donald Trump entering the arena. And again, guys, I stopped watching football a couple years ago. It's all rigged. I do not watch it. I do not support sports anymore. It's all political. It's all agenda-based, and it's all rigged for the gamblers. Even admitted by, like, you know, NFL owners of, like, you know, Cowboys, like Jerry Jones. I saw it a few years ago. And when I saw that documentary, even before, you know, before Zachary K. Greenblatt got involved with his bullshit with the sports, I stopped watching it. It's all rigged. He was laughing, admitting how they changed the rules to make high scores for the fucking gamblers. And here comes Trump decreeing NFL players.
All right, so sorry about the language. You know, these YouTubers, some of them, they make good connections, but they drop heavy language. I think there's something going on here with Kaepernick and his little Muslim girlfriend, and then all of a sudden he gets involved with wearing Che Guevara shirts and pigs on his socks and all this crap. I think somehow with the brain injury stuff and then not wanting to let kids even play because it's dangerous to their brains and so forth, there's something going on here. And you might see, I don't know, but I'm going to play Trump's clip too. It kind of ties into it. I see we got a caller, Frank in North Carolina. What's happening, Frank?
Well, I don't know. Yes, I'm up. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I jumped speaking. I heard a guy today saying that he thought it was something that the NFL was worried that the government was going to try and start shutting down the NFL because of the concussion. So they're basically trying to go along with the government program of, you know, basically getting into this, race war thing.
Yeah, it's interesting, and, isn't it?
Making themselves useful. I guess that's a possibility. I see these guys, though. I saw a little bit of it, a clip on the news tonight, and see these guys getting on one knee, and I hear about it and everything. I'm like, well, you know, I don't have a problem with people protesting. I just wish it was a legitimate purpose, like, hey, we want the truth on 9/11. I would love to see NFL teams. I mean, where were all these guys on after 9/11 when the truth really, really started coming out a long time ago about 9/11? I mean, where were they then? I don't remember anybody protesting. I stopped, I very rarely, but sometimes I'm at games and stuff where they'll play. You know, and you're supposed to stand there and put your hand over your heart or whatever. And I don't, because I protest. I don't believe in this country. To me, the flag stands for oppression. And, you know, I mean, I would be considered by most people to be a pretty, you know, right-wing guy, white nationalist by most people if they heard me talk much. And, I was always pretty patriotic, you know, veteran, Marines, all that. But, to me, the flag does stand for oppression. But these guys are being played, and I would say they're being played by the Jew because they're very, most of them aren't very bright, and they're easily manipulated. They're just being used as pawns. And that's kind of what I think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I get totally where you're at. My thing is this, like I say, ripple effect, and most of the people in the stands aren't very, let's say, awake to the things that you and I and others discuss. And these organizations are a business, and tax money a lot of times is drawn in by the cities and counties and even the states where these stadiums are. I just think these guys are kind of just silly. They like their millions of dollars, and they like flashy cars and cool houses and the rest of it. And I don't think they're very economically smart. I think they're, you know, what's fascinating to me, like, you know, people going to a football game when the Rams used to be here in St. Louis, they went out to L.A. now. But St. Louis is becoming such a weird place and so, you know, insane that a lot of people they actually feel like, hey, I'm putting myself in danger to go out to the games themselves, because these stadiums are located in areas where the black on white crime is so off the charts that, I mean, these guys are kneeling for a cops shootings. A few black guys around, most of them all criminals. Do you notice how they make these heroes, like this Anthony Lamar Smith guy, who they just did a proclamation at the Board of Aldermen for, and this guy had heroin on him, rammed cop cars, was on parole, rap sheet a mile long, and then the useful idiots, they try to make their fight over some thug, some hoodlum, and then the problem is
a hoodlum. Hey, Robert, it's a hoodlum who's selling poison to their kids, pushing poison on their kids, and they make heroes out of these people.
The asininity, and then, I mean, the point is, these guys playing in the stadiums for all these people, it's like, dude, where these stadiums are located, I mean, a white person, a large portion of the time in a lot of these cities, is actually putting themselves in a little bit of danger by coming down to watch you clowns play, and you're worried about the cops smoking a few of these idiots out here. It's like our cities are more dangerous than some places that have actual conflicts going on, you know, and our cities due to – I mean, I say this to black people all the time. I'm like, dude, what other neighborhoods in the United States do churches have to put iron bars on the freaking windows? I mean – I mean, you can't get any more simple. That's what I always say to them. I'm like, well, dude, white neighborhoods don't have to put bars on the church windows.
Yeah, and, you know, I know it sounds old and cliche, but, you know, to me, hate speech, you know, all this stuff about hate and everything, hate speech is anything the Jews hate to hear. Organized Jewry, international organized Jewry, whatever you want to hear, whatever you want to call it. But you know, white supremacism is basically any white person that won't take a subordinate position to world domination, Jewish supremacism. And any white person that stands up for their own interests, that come into conflict with the interests of Israel or the Jewish domination of the entire world, they immediately attack that person.
Well, I think it's also I don't think it's just Jewry, though. I think Jewry has created a cutout in the American black community to where it's actually more toxic for a white person to call out blacks for their behavior in a lot of instances than to even talk about Jewish behavior. I mean, it's more toxic in the professional world to basically sit. I mean, they're pretty on par with each other, but I think almost in some aspects you could get away a little bit more, you know, talking about Jewish domination of the media or academia or economics, but if you're a white person, you say anything critical of basically of this cutout, which is the black community, you put yourself in just as much danger as far as getting fired or something of that nature. I think they run pretty neck and neck.
Yeah, well, I may have an example of that for you, actually.
Go ahead.
I was thinking about that before you even started talking about that. The double standard, say, for example, you know, in the past couple of years, Alex Jones, the host of InfoWars, you know, he did these interviews with David Duke and...
Hold that thought, Frank. We got the music. Okay. We'll be right back. We got a couple more callers. We'll get to you after the break.
between the lines, feeling fine, but when losing time, yeah.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Talking to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, you were about to say something about this kind of competing danger for any white person to speak out, basically about Jewish control, or about, for an instance, black on white crime. You're automatically labeled as a white supremacist just by pointing out the astounding numbers of black on white crime versus white on black.
Yeah, and you know, the double standard of treatment. Just say, for example, in the past couple of years, where Alex Jones did a lengthy interview with Louis Farrakhan,
and kissed his ass, Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, he basically gave him all the respect in the world, treated him like he was like some statesman. You know, who had been preaching nonviolence and, whatever. Basically, I'll just say like a statesman. And then he gets Lewis or David Duke on, you know, who was for a brief time, well, for a period of several years, I guess, when he was real young, he was a leader of some little, you know, KKK group or whatever. And, yeah. You know, he decided early on that you know, he wanted to separate himself from that. He didn't agree with a lot of what the KKK different groups represented. He claims that he always, and I tend to believe him, I think he did, always preached nonviolence. He never wanted to oppress any other group. All he wanted was civil rights, what they call, quote-unquote, civil rights for white people. And you just see the double standard of how, yeah, you're right, he kissed Louis Farrakhan's butt, acted like he was this highly respectable statesman, and then David Duke, you know, just treated him like he was some child molester, thug criminal with a background where he was, you know, trying to, you know, cause violence or something. And it's not just that; it's in society as well. These blacks get treated the same way by employers. They're always given the benefit of the doubt, and oh, they can do no wrong. But any white person, boy, you look out for your own interests and say, well, you know, what about the rights of white people? You know, if your employer finds out about that, you're fired. I mean, that just shows you how crazy it is.
Well, and also this fear of employers, whether in the government or in the private sector, of basically by trying to hold a black account. Employee accountable, they have this fear of the R word, the racist, he's targeting me because of my race. Very insane. People got heavy levels of paranoia. And look, I realize this happened in the past, but now things have been skewed and turned upside down and pulled inside out to the point now where it's laughable. It's actually laughable where people have this paranoia that basically they're targeting me because I'm black. It's like, dude, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm 51 years old, man. And, you know, maybe I missed a lot of that. Maybe I was coming of age right before or right after, you know, a lot of that was going on. But my whole life, man, my whole adult life, I'm 51. You know, I grew up in the 70s and the early 80s. And all I've ever seen my whole life was white people bending over backwards to accommodate anything and everything, all the shortcomings of the black race. Bending over backwards, man. I mean, hell, man, if you just kept your nose clean and just, you know, did your work, man, if you were black, there was no stopping you, man. You were going to have a nice life.
Yeah, and unfortunately, people have these blinders on where they see things one way. And I'm not saying that there aren't cliques and certain areas of the country that it's probably the other way around. But and we've all got our own perspectives. But let me ask you this: the break's coming up. We'll see you guys on the other side. Incendiary Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
IncendiaryRadio.Chatango.com, IncendiaryChat.Chatango.com, IncendiaryQuencher.Chatango.com. There's your chat rooms if you want to get in there. Now, Frank, before I let you go, I want to run this by you. The racial psyop itself, because people, see, I don't think a lot of people realize how important these sports characters are in the black population. And so by having them all coalesce and dig their heels in even further with the whole flag thing, and I'm going to play the clips in a little bit, about a lot of people think this is the prep to martial law and basically, you know, a contrived counterintelligence racial strife. I'm reading about, Frank, FEMA barges that are basically prisons brought in there to Port Arthur in Texas near Houston. Antifa's over here in Germany clowning because of the right-wing party, the AfD party, okay, the Alternative for Germany party, just took third in the election. So Antifa's over here rioting in Berlin. We have our own Antifa problem happening right now in St. Louis due to the Stockley, Jason Stockley verdict, this silly... and all these goons coming in. And so I tend to think this is more further basically pushing us down the road towards a martial law scenario. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it makes sense. It certainly makes sense. I've been hearing that for so many years, though. I kind of get numb to it after a while.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, I've been hearing martial law, you know, I don't know, God, for well over a decade or more. But, hey, one last thing. There was a guest, a Jew, an Iranian Jew. Dr. David Duke had him on his broadcast this past Wednesday. And he first really became aware of the situation. He lives in America. I think he's been here since he was 14, and he went to college here. I think he was in law school and whatnot, but I think he said he heard the interview with Alex Jones and David Duke back when Duke was on there, and it really opened his eyes to a lot of things. He started looking into it, and he said, look, the only conclusion I come to is basically organized Jewry, what all this amounts to is they want to take out the white male, because they see the white male as the only thing standing in the way of their total domination of the world. And he made it very clear. And he sounded like a very, very smart guy. And, I mean, he was basically saying everything I've been saying for the past 10-plus years. And this is an Iranian, Jew.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of Jews that are basically have been off the plantation for generations. Some of the great Catholic converts from the past were the first ones to blow the whistle on the Talmud, actually, that were actually Jewish converts to Catholicism. So this goes way back. All right, Frank, I'm going to move on, man. Thanks for calling. Let's take Andy in Texas. How's it going, Andy?
Oh, hey, I'm doing fine. I hope you're doing fine, too. You were talking about all these people who are kneeling down, and you know, I'm really sad because my home state, Washington, and the Seahawks, they didn't come out for the national anthem, and neither did the Titans, and they played this BS, and it's just BS. But now I'm gonna blow your mind here. I'm gonna say, you know what? I actually agree on some part of what they're doing. What they are protesting is not what I'm protesting. But what I'm protesting is that the national anthem does not mean anything right now. It doesn't mean anything. These people are protesting because white cops have killed black people, blah, 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 blah. I'm saying that the national anthem doesn't mean anything because nobody's willing to stand up to defend it.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, everybody, this long march to, I guess you could call it softness, this long march to being paralyzed, you know, I feel paralyzed at times. You know, you want to go, you know, you put your neck on the line in various times throughout your life. And I think a lot of us now, and here's where I've been, and I was talking to a guy, where, you know, all these old people where I hang out with my dad, and he's in his 80s. And I was like, look, I think right now a guy like me, you know, I have employment right now, and I'm not hurting for things financially. But what I'm waiting for is the right moment Because right now, to act in a way that would get you somehow incarcerated, or act in a way that would get you, let's say, terminated from employment, or so forth and so on, it's almost like you're not at that wait until you see the whites of their eyes moment, or that moment when the camel's back breaks, or the moment when the rubber band snaps is the time where I want to be able to at least have an opportunity to act. And I think that's what a lot of people are kind of crouched, especially in the prepper community and so forth and so on. I think a lot of people right now, they'll speak out and so forth and so on. But as far as, let's say, when you have communists marching down your streets like I do here in St. Louis with the Antifa goons, I ran into some Antifa punk rock kids the other night. I went to see a band, and they were flying the Antifa flag, which goes all the way back to the communist movement in the early 20th century Germany. And I tried to talk to these kids about it, and I was like, do you know you're the first ones when these communists, when the Red Terror begins, you kids with your mohawks and your jackets with spikes on them and so forth and so on, and your little tight pants, you're the first ones that are going to catch a bullet in the head. You know what they did? They flipped me off and they walked away.
Of course they did, but let me ask you this. Okay, yeah. All my life, I have been intrigued by the elderly people. Everybody that I could possibly talk to that was older than me, I talked to them. Yeah. And I learned a lot of stuff from them. And so you have an elderly dad. He's 85 years old. Do you talk to him? Do you talk to his friends, people that, you know, he's known for years and years and years? Do you do this? Do you try to gain? Because that's where the real knowledge is. That's where it really is. These novels, these books, these history books and stuff, they're all just biased. But when you talk to somebody who lived through it, you get the truth. Do you ever do that? I go to coffee shops all the time and talk to these old folks drinking
coffee. I go to a bar with my dad and my uncle and so forth, and it's all like the Bible says, the old men at the gate. They're all in their 70s and 80s, and some of them were ex-police chiefs and ex-mayors of the city and so forth. So I get to rub elbows with some characters that have actually had political kind of knowledge and so forth and how things work. And I really that intrigues me, talking to guys that were, you know, in those kind of roles, because that's where you really learn about people, you know, in your geographic locale and how things really work and who's who. And it's interesting.
No, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never gotten more legitimate truth from somebody than I have talking to an older person, and they're just simply drinking coffee and they're enjoying the fact that they're drinking coffee, and they're telling you stuff that, you know, NBC would never even think about putting on. You know what I'm saying?
So
really learning the truth. You're really learning the truth. These people lived through it.
Yeah. So let me see. Let me ask you the same thing I asked Frank. What you see in front of us right now, what's it looking like to you? What do you think? What do you think's going to go down? Or is this going to spiral out of control, where basically we're going to have curfews and this sort of thing? Because I wonder, this ripple effect that I talk about a lot with a lot of this, cocktailed with whatever's on the horizon here financially and so forth in the next couple months, all these various people with North Korea, let's say, and then the economy, and then political upheaval. What's your prognosis?
Well, my prognosis, and I'm glad you asked that, actually. My prognosis is that, first and foremost, we need to realize that the central bank is not legitimate. Therefore, this debt, this $20 trillion, is not legitimate.
Right.
So the first thing we need to do is just to go ahead and just break off from everything that's going on. This is not going to happen because everybody's so engulfed in what is going on. And they think dollars and cents and stuff are actual money, and it's not. And so what we really need to do is we need to just say enough is enough. We're done with this. I mean, if we could just get back to the Constitution tells us how we're supposed to lay out our money. It comes from the Department of Treasury. It doesn't come from the Department of Federal Reserve. It doesn't come from that. Okay, so this is all a fraud. Everything that we're living in is a fraud. And here's my true belief, is that we were never meant to be in this. These people who had mucho money, they made us who we are. And so when I was born, there was no booklet telling me how I was supposed to live. So I'm going to live how I have to live to survive in this society. But society was set up far before I was ever here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to do that. And it's very unfortunate because my mind, body, and soul tells me that I don't want to do this. I don't want to go make money for you and give you half of my money or a third of my money. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do any of this. And I think most people would think the exact same way. They don't want to do this. All they want to do is take care of their family, however it must take place. But they have set this system up that we have to pay money to take care of everything that we do.
I'm not
in that. You know, you grow some vegetables, you trade them with some people to get a half a cow next year or whatever. That's where I'm at. I don't want this money thing. This money thing is, I mean, if you keep it on the gold standard, we're good to go. Let's stay on the gold standard. But if you're not going to keep it on the gold standard, then and you're just going to get this fiat currency and we're supposed to believe this stuff is supposed to be real, I'm not down with that. There you have it.
All right, Andy. Thanks for the call. Let's take Chris. Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Let's take Chris near Las Vegas. Haven't talked to you in a while. Chris, greetings.
Well, greetings, Robert, and thanks for letting me come on tonight. I was kind of going to comment about the Colin Kaepernick situation. Well, my personal observation is that I think this is divide and conquer politics. It was devised, contrived from the very get-go to draw attention and to create diversity, to split the NFL up. They've been using it for political football, pardon the pun, for quite a while. And introducing the TSA there at the football game, supposedly to protect the public from potential terrorists. The worst terrorists we got here in America, of course, is the FBI and the deep state. They are the ones who are perpetrating this. John McCain and some of his entourage, the Bush cabal and Cheney and those groups that are really the deep dark staters that run these operations of Al-Qaeda and Antifa. Of course, that's Soros and his group, Obama. In fact, it's my contention, Robert, if you let me, that the Obama's fascist army, which he calls the Organizing for America, OFA,
I think
is really the fascist army that they're hiring these people to portray anti-fascists, or Antifa, as they like to call them, which they're really doing fascist tactics.
I just say they're the Red Terror squads. Personally, I think they are communists. I think this is Red Terror. There you go.
Absolutely, I'm 100% on board with you in that observation. That is absolutely accurate. There may have been a few people that were duped by the Charlottesville thing that went down there that were actually white nationalists, but I think they were.
Well, Chris, check this out. Now, look, I looked at a lot of photos of some of the goofballs that were on the Unite the Right side. I saw feds with their little Klan outfits. So that Unite the Right site was
that side was fully penetrated by counterintelligence as well. So you had two counterintelligence forces running a big psy war on the unsuspecting American public, basically.
Absolutely. That's what propaganda is all about, kabuki theater. This is exactly what in fact, there's a treatise online that everyone should be aware of that is paying attention like yourself. It's called Psychopolitical Warfare by Kenneth Goff, G-O-F-F. And this goes back to the 30s or 40s, whenever they were doing the House Committee investigations on communists in America. And this is using psychopolitical warfare, and part of it has to do with using psychiatry and psychology, they call mental healing, as a weaponized methodology for taking over America by convincing them they need all these psychotropic drugs, giving them the ability to lock people up without warrants.
Hold that thought, Chris. Hold the thought. I'll bring you back on the other side. You can finish your thought.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back. Radio on the Public Broadcasting Network. We're talking to Chris in Las Vegas, and this is the lunacy we're up against, Chris. Dallas Independent School District is proposing changes to the names of 24 schools. Most have nothing to do with the Civil War insanity. And so the very things we're talking about with the street level agitprop, we have people in the academic, pseudo academic sector. These are the most, probably the most insidious bunch of gangsters almost across the spectrum, is the people that have infiltrated into academia, and they've ruined the minds and the lives of so many young people across all racial and basically cultural swaths, to where, I mean, this is cultural overwrite. This is Orwell, Huxley, somewhere in between, some a bit of both, to where these people are basically trying to just wipe the culture and wipe history and bring forth a new one right in our face. And so it'll be a boot in the face or on the neck of those of us resist, Orwell style. But then all the kids that want to smoke the legal, probably GMO weed, who knows what the hell it's doing to these people, they get the soma, you know, the stuff from Huxley, then they can just go drift off into la-la land and be compliant. But it's somewhere, you know, best of both worlds is what is hitting us.
Well, I kind of like to call them academomaniacs myself, and but you're on the right track there. They basically infiltrated our schools, our law system, our law enforcement systems, the FBI, the agencies. All these places have been infiltrated by these cabals of these Zionist maniacs, if you will, psychopaths, and they're really flipping the switch. They turned every agency as a weaponized force against the people. You try to go to the FBI with a crime, they want to accuse you of being a criminal, put the script on you to cover up and hide the criminals. I had a nut show up at my house a year ago. I'm still fighting over this deal, trying to save my life. He came out in a private vehicle with a private clothes, a piercing on his lip, a little snowflake piece of crap, comes to, sneaking on my property, his posted private property. I catch him up around my house. He stole something. I was pretty sure I knew what it was. I determined after the fact that it was, in fact, the Dark Knight, the Batman Pez dispenser. But he stole the sucker, and I caught him, and I nailed him on it. I challenged him at the line when he was walking past the no trespass sign. I went in to get my self-tail a camera to photograph him in the truck for evidentiary purpose. He was gone. He ran back to his zoning office, made out a false complaint that I had assaulted him with a gun, and then a few months later, I go out to save my car from getting stolen, and there's about 15 cops outside my house with guns pointed at me because they had told them that they had to be careful and send police whenever they came back out to my house for any type of zoning activity. They came to steal my car, brought the police with them, and here I am. I'm trying to defend my property. You know, we have a perfect right to defend our property against unlawful criminal activity, whether it's police or anybody else. I never pointed at my pistol, but they charged me with a felony crime with a weapon. Thanks very much. It is a dangerous time in America. The Bolshevik Revolution's at hand. Thanks, Robert.
All right, Chris. Thanks a lot, man. See, even our regular old school callers like Chris, and I remember you saying this about a year ago, all this happened. It can happen to any one of us at any time.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens.
Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.